This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello everyone, my name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. We spoke to Mehul Kothari, a senior technical analyst at India Nivesh Securities. But before we go ahead and talk about his recommendations, let's quickly understand what he has to say about Nifty. For the third consecutive week, the domestic market was spooked by profit booking at higher levels. The benchmarks have been range-bound, whereas the broader markets witnessed selling. For more than six straight sessions, we have witnessed negative market breadth. During the week, Nifty has been trading in a band of 170 points with a change of 0.61%. Meanwhile, Nifty Bank Index has been gradually rising higher and is currently trading with a change of 1.10% from its previous week's closing price. While the Nifty's spot cleared 12,000 mark several times during the week, it failed to close above this level. On the downside, 11,800 support is still intact. So we can conclude that the index is stuck between 11,800 and 12,000, and only a move on either side will dictate the further trend. We reiterate our view that until the Nifty closes above 12,000 mark, it is better to remain extremely stock-specific and avoid index-based stocks for going long. On the upside, Nifty has the potential to test 12,200 mark. However, we are of the opinion that traders should start booking profits at higher levels in order to avoid any losses in case of a decisive correction in the market. On the contrary, a breach of 11,800 might invite further pessimism in the market and the index could shy away from the life high for some more time. The pricing of Nifty options indicates that the puts are a bit costly than the call options, which could possibly be due to the fear of a corrective move in the market. Mehul Kothari has given us a list of one buy and two sell stocks for 1 to 3 week horizon. Aisha Motors is a buy with a target price of ₹24,000 and stop loss of ₹20,800. Upside potential for this call is 9.38%. Mr. Kothari said that the stock rallied from ₹17,500 to ₹22,900 in a short span of time, and that was followed by a correction towards ₹21,000. The stock has been consolidating in the range of ₹21,000 to ₹21,900 for the past couple of weeks. During the recent session, Aisha Motors broke out from the discussed band with an influential close, which indicates that the upside could resume again. Traders are advised to buy the stock near ₹21,900 for the upside target of ₹24,000 with a stop loss of ₹20,800. Berger Paints is a sell call with a target price of ₹435 and stop loss of ₹495. Downside for this call is 9.56%. Since July 2019, Berger Paints has surged more than 75% from the bottom of ₹300 and has entered an exhaustion zone on the larger degree charts. At this juncture, the stock is on the verge of a breakdown on the daily chart, which will confirm a short-term change of trend. The placement of the weekly RSI indicates a possibility of a sharp correction in case of a follow-up selling below ₹475. Bajaj Finance is also a sell call with a target price of ₹3,860 and stop loss of ₹4,250. The probability of downside is 6.3% here. Bajaj Finance seems to be getting ready for a descent. At this juncture, the stock is on the verge of a breakdown below ₹4,120. The breakdown will confirm a lower top, lower bottom formation, which points towards a change in the short-term trend. Even the RSI is about to confirm a breakdown. Previously, when this happened, we witnessed a sharp correction in the stock. Now remember, all three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.